time for a change.
Good to have you back. G. Gordon Liddy died yesterday. G. Gordon Liddy, involved with Watergate, of course. One of the people that was convicted. G. Gordon Liddy died at the age of 90 from his long life, but he was convicted for his role in Watergate, of course. Went on to have a successful radio career. I loved that program, by the way. I thought G. Gordon Liddy was terrific on the radio. I'd rather be a live felon than a dead guy without a gun. That's what he said about caring to protect himself. Coming up today, we got so many different things to cover today. I want to make sure we get it all in. The president is going to announce a bill worth up to $4 trillion of your money, spending more of your money. Because apparently $30 trillion in debt just isn't enough for the Democrats. They've got another wish list they want to fill for more than twice the size of what they just rammed through without a single Republican vote. It's part of the Build Back Better program. Build back on your back. Build back on your back is the Joe Biden plan. It'll come with a massive tax hike, but there's no other way. Another $4 trillion, there's no way it can't happen without a massive tax increase on everyone. Oh, only on the rich. Please. What's rich? Anybody that has a job. That's better. Anybody that has a job will be paying more here. Not to mention the cost of gas will go up. The cost of electricity will go up. The cost of energy will go up because of the Biden administration's war on American energy. During the Trump administration, we achieved a milestone we have never seen in America, and I thought we would never see, and that is American energy independence, exporting oil, exporting natural gas, because we had more than we could ever use, getting ourselves removed from the conflict and the crisis, the death and the destruction of the Middle East, to stand on our own. Well, we'll have none of that under the Joe Biden administration. No, we want to go back to being dependent on the warring nations of the Middle East. We want to be caught in the vice between China and Russia. How stupid could they possibly be? Well, don't ask a question you don't want to know the answer to. This infrastructure investment, two packages going to Congress. Two packages. The first, infrastructure. The second, domestic policy spending, because we need more money spent on schools that are already overfunded. It is outrageous what they're doing here. They're spending us into oblivion. Biden's main priority will be to raise the corporate income tax from 21 to 28% and gut S corporations, the small businesses of America, the companies who have a sweet spot between $400,000-$600,000. That's not how much money the owners made. And even if it was, so what? If you build a business and you make $500,000, good for you. If you make $1 million, good for you. $10 million, even better. If you built something that attracts customers and creates opportunity and brings in employees and moves capital. Great. I love that. In addition, Biden's proposal would impose a global minimum tax on profits from foreign organizations. Who's going to come here if America's going to tax them at all? It'll increase capital gains taxes for the wealthy, it says. Capital gains taxes on unrealized income. You're going to pay tax on money you never got. Nobody will invest in anything. By the way, it will take the individual tax rate for anyone making $400,000 to 39.6%. So California is proposing 16.5% for its state income tax. Coupled with 39.6%, that's 56.1% in income taxes if you live in California to begin with. If you make $500,000, every dollar you make over $400 will be taxed at 56.1 plus additional taxes, fees, and assessments. It'll be close to 70% taxes. 70% taxes. That's when people run for the hills. Meanwhile, coronavirus cases rising all over the world, if you missed it. Rising all over the world. Mexico and Brazil doing far worse than anyone else. Brazil recording the world's highest daily death tolls, far exceeding anything seen earlier in the pandemic. Remember all that about how America had responded the worst and we had the worst situation, the worst outcome? Well, more people have died in America than anywhere. How do you know that? Do you know that by trusting China? Because I don't trust China or the Chinese Communist Party to tell me the truth about anything. Anybody that assumes that America had a worse outcome than China is a fool. Not to mention we've padded the numbers. It's quite evident that people that die of self-inflicted gunshot wounds counted among the COVID dead is probably not accurate. Just a guess. Let me go out on a limb and say self-inflicted gunshot wounds probably shouldn't be in the COVID column, but they are. Car accidents probably shouldn't be in the COVID column, but they are. Kenya is back in lockdown. Germany looking at lockdowns as well. Seeing this wave, the third wave, they're calling it. I thought it was the fourth wave. I get confused about the waves. Could be worse than anything we've seen yet. Anything we've seen yet, this could be worse. Okay, fair enough. We'll keep an eye on that. But as this is worse, and Mexico, by the way, far worse than the United States. Mexico's death rate is more than 2.5 times that of the United States. More than 2.5 times, even as we pad the numbers. And they believe Mexico hasn't been honest about the outcome of their numbers, even with that included. We do better. Coming up in just a few minutes, Tom Homan's going to join us here, former acting director for ICE. He's at the border in McAllen, Texas. We'll have an update for you discussing what's going on there. And just so you know, there's been a dog incident. Another incident with the dogs of Joe Biden, who he can't seem to find. Where are the dogs? Where are they? They're on vacation, honey. They're on vacation. Major. Okay, Joe. Bedtime. We'll talk about that after the break. Good to have you here on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Don't you go anywhere.